Yo, what's up? This is Del the Funky Homo Sapien, man. Shouting out Groovement, all right? Keep your groove on, you know? Just keep it in the groove. Keep it in the pocket. Peace.
Yo, this is Agent J of Groovement. Myself and DJ A-Op of legendary 10-year-old Manchester hip-hop night. Come on, feet. Went to interview Del the Funky Homo Sapien down at the Roadhouse tonight. The night was put on by Taste the Difference and Juicy. Big up, Noel Edge. Happy birthday.
Right, so in the back of the Roadhouse with Del the Funky Homo Sapien, how's it going, Del,
man? I'm chilling, man. Yeah, about to go on. My man Buku on right now. You know, go on after him.
Fill me in a little bit on Buku, because I've heard some of his mad 80s electro style stuff as well. Is it all different styles with Buku?
Yeah, but he's mainly hip-hop, though, you know what I'm saying? Buku, he's more about having a good time, you know what I'm saying, as you can see. Positive energy. You know what I mean? So that's what his deal is. He's a jack of all trades, basically. He could rap, you know what I'm saying? He's down with hip hop, but he's really graffiti artist. Like that's what he do. Graffiti, he skates too, you know what I'm saying? So there you have it. And he's my manager. He's my manager as well.
Okay. All right. With yourself, Del, obviously you've had a music industry journey of sorts after Elektra and the Hieroglyphics and everything. How's it going with Bandcamp at the moment? You've got your second album on there for like a $3 minimum. How are you finding that sort of climate of 2010 music consumption?
I'm not tripping, to tell you the truth. I mean, if people buy it, they buy it. If they don't, they don't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I make music because I love music, so that's what I do. You know what I mean? I put it out there, you know what I'm saying? Put it at a reasonable price. If people want to buy it, you know what I'm saying? Check me out and see what I got. They might be surprised, you know? If they don't, they don't. That's, you know, that's their preference, I guess. They want to download it, whatever, that's their preference. But I at least make it available to them for a cool price. So if they do want to buy it, it's there, you know? I'm just trying to step my skills up, you know what I'm saying? I work on it all the time. That's just what I do. That's what I live, so.
Is it hard to be passionate about it if you're in that sort of downloading climate? You know, people trying to get shit for free all the time. Do you still manage to dig up the love, you know, for making beats and writing lyrics?
Nah, because I download too, so I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like this, man. I do it because I love it. That's why I do it. You know what I'm saying? That's my release. That's what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? Some people like to watch sports. Some people like to go whatever, shopping, buy shit. You know what I'm saying? I like writing raps. I always did, always loved that. I love making music. So that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't do that, I'd have a problem. I'd be mad or something. You know what I'm saying? I'd be wanting to take it out on somebody because I ain't got no kind of release. You know what I'm saying?
So you're in Manchester tonight. Is it a one-off UK date?
I'm actually en route to the Cannabis Cup. So this is just something we're doing to keep me busy, you know what I'm saying? Keep me occupied till we hit the Cannabis Cup. Working with High Times. I'm trying to work out a project with High Times. So
with your back catalogue, you know, being so experimental with lots of different sounds all the time, what can we expect from a live show? Do we expect different things from maybe the Deltron album? Some from my brother George. Wish my brother George was here.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight, everything. I try to mix it up, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of everything. So I got a pretty large catalog, so I try to hit everybody with a little bit of every album. You know what I'm saying? Deltron included, Gorillaz included, you know what I'm saying? Just try to mix it up, freestyle a little bit. You know what I mean? I just try to give y'all a little show.
Waiting. Not knowing what they're going to get.
If you've seen my show before, you might be familiar with it, but you never really know. You know what I'm saying? Because some of the shit, like I said, I freestyle, so you don't know what I'm going to do.
Fantastic.
There are people outside standing in the rain because you sold the place out, man. Huh? So you sold the place out, so there's people standing in the rain outside that can't get in. So good, that's a good one, man. Hip-hop gigs in Manchester, that's a rare thing. So on a Thursday night, props, man.
Okay, right on, man. Right on.
Good stuff. So, Del, have a good one tonight.
Okay, right on, man. Thanks.
Don't you agree? The little tune was out, my love was in somebody. Jesus. Mr. Double Dina, Mr. Bob Double Dina. 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 Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid. Because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted. You used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies, but DEL is already here.